Welcome to Around the Whiteboard. I have my hair cut first before anyone comments on the likeness to Savan. Beyond the Whiteboard, btwb.com/all-in-one. Johnny, if you're not using this for your affiliate programming, you should be. And if you want to, they will just seamlessly slide you over from whatever system you're currently using. Mayhem have just joined. They're sticking on Sugarwad and stuff because, you know, they're multiple platform users. Beyond the Whiteboard also do all the stuff for Rogue. They're doing the, what's the name of the thing? It's not occupational games. What's it called? Service games. Service Cup. They're doing all that stuff. If you go to btwb.com/all-in-one, or you can just download the app and use it to track your workouts, and it puts really annoying little GIFs up when you're doing. So if you put in burpees, it has a little guy doing burpees, assault bike, this guy in the assault bike. Anyway, that's that. Why can't I see the comments? Oh, there they are. Cool. All right. Thanks for coming, everyone. Schweitzer wins, not even a contest.
I give Scott the upper hand as well.
Rooting for Will to win, so he has to choose one of these. Yep, I think that's what it's worth.
That makes one of us cave.
All right. I need to share the clock. I would say apologies. I'm a little bit slow today, but this is actually nothing new. Nothing has changed. I just have a different reason. Okay.
You're the best in the business.
Our first topic. Scott just got himself a point. Our first topic. Should online qualifiers, Will, you're going first in this to your delight, I'm sure. Should online qualifiers screen athletes for the next stage? What we mean by this is if a competition, say semifinals, is going to have handstand walking over obstacles, should there be handstand walking just on a flat surface in the online stage before that, so in quarterfinals, to screen athletes that cannot do that and therefore will not be able, I mean, they're not going to learn how to do it in a month. So should online qualifiers screen athletes for the next stage? Will, you're up first. You got 60 seconds. Your time starts now. Go.
Start feeding me talking points in the comments. So I would say online qualifiers, I mean, their purpose is screening athletes. I think if it's a qualifier, then that's the whole purpose of having the online event, is to screen athletes. Do they have to screen for every specific movement? Absolutely not. That would be relatively impossible. Should they build upon each other? I think Dave has talked about that a lot as being, you know, a guiding principle in programming these stages. And so they should absolutely build on each other. Progressive weights, we see that every year. Open, now quarterfinals, semifinals, games, progressing in skill. Should we look at movement patterns? For sure. Pulling, pushing. But it's impossible to screen for every movement, and at different levels, like the open, should be screening for general fitness pretty broadly, quarterfinals more specifically, and then semifinals should be more skill-based, higher weights, seeing if athletes can last the whole games competition.
I'd almost give you an extra point just for improving your setup from last week, where you were like in a love chair and then your mom doing washing up in the background. Okay, Scott, you're up next. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Well, damn, Will got a good night's sleep. So here we go. Should we? Absolutely. But at what cost? The timing is already so compressed from event to event to event in the current season. And to do video review of all of that is going to be insane because we're adding more complex movements if we're going to add a test for even more complex movements in the next stage. So that means more complex judging standards, and CrossFit has already proven that they can't handle that in its current state already. So big cost. However, I'm tired of the shit show that happens when people get to the next stage and they can't have the ability or the
capacity.
Don't have the ability to do or the capacity to do the events at the next level. I want to see a better product on the floor when we get to those next levels, and we needed to find some way to figure that out.
All right, you lost a half a point because I had to give you a word. Right, Johnny, you've got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
No, I don't think they should have to screen movements earlier on in the season. Like, if the goal is to find the fittest male, female, and team, right? So as long as you look at it from games, semi-finals, quarterfinals, and the Open, and then it's a well-rounded test of a multitude of skills, then it's a fair test. Like, there should be movements that they haven't tested. Like, you think of the pegboard in 2014, the thicker rope and the thick and quick workout. Like, remember now we're training for the unknown and the unknowable. So athletes should not know what's come in at certain points of the season. So general CrossFit athletes, you're preparing for anything and everything. And the programming and the tests of fitness should follow that example.
Cool. Right. 20-second rebuttal time then, William. Your time starts now. Off you go.
On Johnny's point, the purpose of Open, quarterfinals, semifinals is not finding the fittest. It's finding the right people to go. So that's why I think they should be screened to find the fittest at the games. And also, I think screening is important because I view CrossFit game season as an entertainment sport, and I don't want to see in the intermediate stages people failing.
That was amazing. All right, Scott, 20 seconds, off you go.
Damn it, Will, you took my point in that last second. This is entertainment. We're trying to put on a show. And when we don't get the right people to semifinals, that's why we can't sell tickets. Because the first couple heats, people cannot do the movements that are required. And it's not entertaining for the spectators.
I don't think that's why you can't sell tickets. Okay, Johnny, 20 seconds, off you go.
I don't think the reason they can't sell tickets is because of the movements in the workouts. I think that there's a whole host of other problems around that. But once you start knowing the test, you're talking about specialization then, and that's not what this program is about.
Cool. All right. I haven't said good stuff yet. I'm doing really well. Okay, I need to change your scores. There's a lot of people saying that I got hair. Did Sivan actually have lice? Is that why they all cut their hair, or did he just decide to cut his hair and then that was the story he told?
I think he said his kids have lice.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Do you have lice?
No.
Oh.
I was just kind of bored.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. I was kind of sick of, like, you know, having hair. Also,
yeah, it's kind of annoying.
Can we just for a moment? How solid is my hairline?
I was really just thinking that.
Pretty crazy.
That was the first thing the barber said. He shaved my head. He goes, "Fuck, you've got a good hairline." And I was like, "I'm glad, because if we did this and you were like, uh-oh, this would be a whole different conversation." All right. Scores after the first round. So Will is on 2. Johnny's on 2.5. A good little battle there. Will actually like earn like about 1.5 in his rebuttal. Good little battle there between the two guys. I think Johnny just kind of took it with the purpose of CrossFit, unknown, unknowable, and you know, if you start specializing, you're in trouble. All right, Scott, you're going first on our second topic. European semifinals are kicking off tomorrow. You can watch Chase Ingram on the CrossFit Games podcast channel. So you'll have to subscribe to that as well as the CrossFit Games channel on YouTube. Chase will have a host of incredibly well-informed and expert guests, all of them joining him, every single one of them joining him on the broadcast for the CrossFit Games podcast. No, the CrossFit podcast. Fuck, I don't know. Somewhere. For event one, and you'll see the athletes run out of the stadium and then run back in and do their clean and jerks. And they're going to, they might actually just be doing like a little, like a queue in a bank, a line in the bank, just going like up and down of that snake. Oh, fucking hell. Why? Okay. So our topic leading off, Europe kicking off this weekend, starting our semifinals, sorry, I can't speak, is a dark horse, male and female, to qualify from Europe, because there's about 20, I think it's 20 or 22 former CrossFit Games athletes competing in Europe, and there's 10 spots in male and 10 spots in female. So, Scott, you're up first. You got 60 seconds to tell me your male and female and your why. Your time starts now. Off you go.
Well, as you know, I am an expert in the European field. So my first dark horse for the men's side is Colin Bosshard. Last year, he was the first person out. When we look at his numbers over the years, he has gone from in the 1000s in 2022, worldwide to 86th. Last year, the events he did really well in were those events that were not monostructural in nature, like the Snatch Run, Run Snatch, and Linda. Those are the events he did poorly in. This year, it's much more balanced and fits much more into his game. And then for the women, I have Amy Kringle. Kind of the same reason. She's made huge jumps. She finished fourth in the Open this year. And it is a much more balanced test for the smaller athlete that she is. And I think she'll do much better than she did last year with a shot to get in. And I got footage from Disneyland Paris. They both are great at the queue lines.
Oh, excellent. I was like, where the fuck is he going with this? All right, Johnny, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I'm obviously going with UK people. So Amy Kringle is one of mine. And Harry Lightfoot as well is another one that, like, open finish. You're looking at, I think, 18th and 10th worldwide. They both qualified 11th, I think, in quarterfinals going into their semifinal region. So they're right on the cusp. The big thing for me is they've obviously made big improvements over the last 12 months, especially Amy with the strength. But it's the environment they have. I think they both train in the same gym in Worcester. And I think there's also a good games team there as well. And I think the environment is way more important than the programming long term. So I think with all of those things combined, and especially the environment of other athletes in the gym, they'll be set up for success in the semifinals.
All right. Will, 1 minute. Time starts now. Off you go.
I'd like to be the first one to welcome and congratulate Lucy McGonigal on making the CrossFit Games. You can go ahead and book your Airbnb, book your plane travel, because you will be in Fort Worth in August. I'm so excited for you. It's going to be remarkable. I think if you look at trends, we can see there is a obvious trend in North America towards younger women making the CrossFit Games, jumping from, as Sevan would say, the kiddie division to the adult leagues. And I think that is going to trickle to Europe. And we're going to see that train leave the station this year with Lucy McGonigal. Great trajectory. She's so young, 17, had great years winning the past two games in the age group, teenage division. We're going to be calling her Professor McGonigal because she is going to put on a clinic and a complete class in the coming years from Europe. And also, an old Kai, you will make the games, but less exciting. But congrats.
Yeah, and also Ran. Cool, good job. And old Kai is he's like one of those guys that you can't just say his first name. Like, you can't just say you have to say the whole name. All right, Scott, 20 seconds. Off you go.
Not only are Colin and Amy great athletes, but they have the best names in the field. Not only the athletic reasons, but they could be Santa's elves, Kringle and Bossard.
Three,
all right, Johnny, 20 seconds. Off you go.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to my point. It's just that, I'll always go back to that. I think that having a couple of different semi-final games level athletes in the same affiliate all training together, following the same sort of line, is going to be beneficial, especially for multiple games appearances, which I think both of those will.
Fuck, I should have muted you. I thought you were going to stop.
-3, -4.
All right, Will, 20 seconds, off you go.
I mean, first place in quarterfinals, workout 3, Lucy McGonigal in Europe. I love Europeans. I know so much about Europe. I'm just ecstatic to watch this weekend. I'm a big Europe guy. I look down the list and I see names I just know all the way up and down, men and women. It's crazy. I know them all.
Okay. Wow. Amazing. Sarcasm really comes across, doesn't it?
It does. That's what I've been told my whole life.
All right. I'm just doing some maths. I'll tell you guys that a guy gave out to me for taking too long doing this.
Was it me?
No, I don't know. Some fucking twat in the comments. 3.5 is 4.
I'm sure he's a good guy.
Thanks for watching and listening, whoever you are. Okay, score is the end of that. Johnny's on 4. Scott's on 2.5. Will's still just ahead of Scott on 3. You got a point for the passionate delivery. The other two guys got 1.5 because they actually like an attempt at actually answering the question and didn't just like ramble about one person for
why are you questioning my I mean that was the question
and then be like, oh, I'm the other guy as well. I don't think she's gonna qualify, to be honest. I'd love her to. I'd love her to, but I think she needs another year. All right. Final topic and potentially the most spiciest. All right. Andrew Hiller, who always slopes quietly into the corner when something bad happens and never like publicly talks about it and pushes it out to the front so that everybody can comment and get involved. A terrible man for content. He's just, you know, consistently got no engagement. Like, his numbers are terrible. I'm thinking of someone else. Andrew Hiller has been denied a media pass for the semifinals in the US of A. I don't know if he applied for Europe. I assume he didn't. But he probably would have been denied there too. My question is, the reasons are well stated across any kind of forum that you look at as to the why he might have been denied. My question is it logical or is it a foolish move by CrossFit to deny the media pass? Johnny, you're first up on this one. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
I would say, personal opinion, that it's a foolish decision. I think that any eyes on the sport, or we need more eyes, more content on the sport, especially the games level of things. And I get it. Maybe some people don't agree with the way he goes about things. That's individual. I think what he's trying to do is trying to raise the standards of the sport in terms of video submissions and standards of movement. And like in any other sport, you're going to have people sitting in the studio at halftime, not agreeing with the way the team's playing or individual performances or the way the referees go in. That's the same for any big sport. So I think that even if CrossFit didn't like the way he was talking about certain things, I think the CrossFit games would win long term because of the extra eyes and content on sport.
All right, Will, you're up next. You got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Hard to say if it's logical because the guesses would just be a conjecture on why they denied him. But what I'd say is a media access pass, all that means is you get to be in the media pit to create content. It's not like he's going back in the athlete warm-up area and they have concerns like, oh, it's going to make athletes nervous or have some interference. And so should he have a media access to the semifinals? I think absolutely. There's no question that Andrew Hiller is the biggest driver in terms of content and narrative in the CrossFit space. And he's just on an upward trajectory. And so I think it's foolish because you should bring him. You're not even embracing him. You're just allowing him access. And I think the more that you communicate with him, have an open dialogue between him and HQ, the better the relationship will get. Looking long-term towards the future, knowing that he is the largest content creator in the CrossFit space, drives a narrative, and it's a big loss, and it's just setting up for disaster.
You slowed down talking as it came to the end, and then you sped up when there was 1 second left. All right, Scott, you got 60 seconds. Time starts now. Off you go.
Well, the only logic that makes sense is fifth grade playground logic, where sticks and stones may break my bones, but names really freaking hurt me. So what I'm thinking is, what makes no sense to me is, Andrew Hiller is the second largest content creator in the space, and in the last 28 days had 534,000 views. He got denied media credentials. Me, who got approved for media credentials, only had 13,500. And I humbly say he deserves it more than I do. So this is like the NFL saying, CBS, we don't want you at the games. We're cutting off a third of our media coverage because we don't like you and we don't care that our ratings will dip. No business would do that. CrossFit's getting back to an era where they're intimidating and trying to blackball people so they can have their sport.
All right, 20 seconds. Man, we are fucking motoring through this show. I just looked at the time and we're like maybe too fast. All right, Johnny, 20 seconds to call one of the other guys a moron or make yourself look smarter. Off you go.
No, I thought they were all good points, boys. You just have to look at the old YouTube videos that CrossFit used to put out in terms of Fantasy Land and the old stuff they used to do, like through HQ and stuff. They all get millions of views. Now they get maybe 100,000.
Will, 20 seconds, off you go.
Just give the man something to do. If you want to be specific, if you are that wanting, if you wanted to be that in control of your narrative or are worried about perception, because I think that's the main concern. They're worried about the perception it gives if they allow him access. Stop worrying about that. It's going to be okay. Everything will pass and you will just skyrocket.
All right, Scott, you're last on the 20 seconds. Off you go.
This is not just a flaw. This is a fatal flaw. If they continue down this path of vengefulness and pettiness, there it is going to lead to the death of the sport. And then none of us will have anything to talk about.
We could talk about like furries. He did like a documentary on furries, didn't he?
He did.
How many views did you say he had in the last... Scott, what did you say?
Me?
Yeah, you said how many views he had. How many?
13,500.
No, Hiller.
Oh, Hiller had 534,000.
Fucking hell. I mean...
Divide same, by that by how same. Many videos he's made, and that's what I'm saying about largest.
Well, the only one bigger is Savon, and Savon does a right. daily show, so...
I just don't update my stats. That's why I'm not up there. Oh. Okay. I'll just read some comments to.
Congrats, Scott.
Everyone like the video now. Jesus. But everyone hates Savan. Yeah, apart from the hundreds of thousands of people. I have 103, or I have 1,003, and I got approved. Yeah, anyone else there can talk too.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are in media passes, but I think they should just go back to, hey, we just choose who we want. Instead of, you know, they have like weird criteria that I feel like people don't even fall under. They should just be like, yo, we just choose who we want to be there.
It was the thing that annoyed me was like, it was like, I can't remember the wording, but it basically said, if you're print media.
Yeah, it's kind of
it was
weird.
Like, what, if you print a newspaper? What the fuck does that mean? There is no print media in CrossFit. Like, no, there's no actual physical print done anywhere. Nothing is printed out.
Also, it's who's like, who's actually controlling the media access?
There is no media team.
No, the application is very antiquated and needs to be updated severely.
What did you say there, Johnny?
I said there is no media team, but also you can't do media either. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, Hiller will be doing media. He'll be doing media.
Unofficially.
Yeah, from his house.
I can't wait for the video of Hiller getting dragged out. Like, you know, like an arm under each shoulder, just like dragging him out, and he'll just have his camera going, being like, hey, it's also, what affiliate do you train? Asking the guys that are kicking him out.
It's also just weird because he can still buy a ticket and go to the semifinals and film. So it's just like, what's like,
but isn't there really specific rules on
not really? It's like 12 inch length lens, so it's like you can still have a, you know, you can still have a 70 to 200 millimeter and you can probably still get some good footage from the stands.
You can still lose points, Will. All right.
They should just ban them totally if they want to do something. Not actually, but I'm just saying. Be like, you can't buy a ticket. You can't get media access.
I do think maybe this is just me being fearful of getting turned down someday too. But I do think that if they turn you down, they should have to give a reason why they're turning you down. So they should have to say, you're not big enough. You're not like popular enough. Your quality of content is not high enough, or we're afraid of you, or you were mean to us, or like whatever. They should have to give a caveat of, or like a, you know, a reason why. They shouldn't just be able to say no and then nothing. And I know that that's their right and that's their position and whatever else and fucking bullshit, but like, it's basically a dictatorship, right? Because it's a private thing. Anyway, fucking hell, here's the scores. Right, so Johnny's on 5. Scott had a remarkable comeback there in that last round. Some like fantastic statistics and passionate delivery. 5.5 points. Will finishes on 4.5, and he'd be delighted to know he never has to do this again. There's a great comment here by Johnny. Where the fuck is it? Spelled his name wrong, but the last time Johnny smiled was when his childhood dog died.
Yeah, I don't smile often.
You reserve it for special occasions, funerals, yeah. And you know,
when my new dog died.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go because I'm absolutely fucking exhausted. My wife had a baby this morning at 8 a.m. Otis, not named after, but forever associated with Colton Merton's dog. Otis, same name, but coincidence. So thanks, guys. Scott, you're back in a certain number of weeks. I don't know. I'll check and I'll let you know. Right. I can't remember. I can't remember if it's next week or if it's after, if it's 3 more weeks and then it's after that. I don't fucking know. I don't, to be honest, today, I don't care. thanks everyone, for watching.
Give Scott his 30 seconds.
Oh shit, cook, yeah.
Baby.
30 seconds.
Oh shit, I don't have 30 seconds.
Come on, you do. Just
give out about media or something. Okay. You got 30 seconds.
What about media, but I'm gonna... There's, okay. They also need to change the way they do media in a way where they give us notice well in advance and not 2 weeks before the event. Trying to get airline tickets with 2 weeks notice is freaking ridiculous. They need to do a yearly approval. If you have proven yourself, you get approved for this season and you can go to all the events. They may change the number or the size of your team or the length of your lens, but they cannot stop you once you're approved.
Cool. That's my son there, if anyone. I'll see him there.
That's his first public appearance.
His first public appearance. That's not, he's not, that's actually a photograph, Will. And if it was, he wouldn't be in Los Angeles either. If he wasn't. Thanks everyone for watching. Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate your time. Thanks, Scott. Thank you, Will. Johnny, do you still do judging at the games or is that just an old thing you used to do?
Not since before COVID.
Are you going to do Rogue?
Potentially.
Ooh, exciting. Yes, well, I have flights booked. I don't know if I'll have access or not, but I have flights booked, so I'll be around Aberdeen.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you. Thanks everyone for watching. All the best. Goodbye.
Thanks behind the whiteboard.